Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Back, get the trick, jump the track. Bitch, I want my money back. Time and time again.
end while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there.
Money. This is nothing but some tip money. Baby, get out there and get me some real money. Here, take this. Get on.
I
want you to get out there on that stage and get me some real money. You hear what I'm saying? Go on, baby. Fine looking thing. Get me some money.
She's fantastic, and she's going places. Matter of fact, when she leave here, she's going home. Let's give a big round of applause. Make her feel at home for Diana. Come on. Come on.
Get the money, honey. Go on over there and get the money. Get the money.
You want my arm to fall off?
Love Jones, girl. Love Jones.
Ooh, love Jones.
Don't stop now.
I don't ever want to stop.
Hold me. Just keep it right
keep
there.
Keep it right there, keep it right there, baby.
It'll be all right. I'll always be here for you. I'm the toy maker himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and the Dark Knight himself, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Van Meadows, Van... Pardon me, Van Meadows. How are you, good brother? What's happening with you, man? It's good to be in the co-pilot seat once again.
I don't know, man. You let off the show just now with that Love Jones thing, man. That was all you, man. We hear you. You want my arms to fall off?
Dr. Ice does it again.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but,
sir.
You know, I'm going to touch that up in the event page with some of that Milky Sadat, Love Jones, the refugee camp joint. But definitely,
yeah,
that's where I'm at.
You got to.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, the dial-in number for the evening, as always, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 to get on down with us. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
Come on, you already know I got mine. I'm just asking somebody if they got theirs. And if you don't want to wear it, you might want to give it to me.
Exactly. Let's give a shout out to... not only the CEO of Raw Links, but he is also the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Kudos to him.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
We all got to keep giving that man kudos. How are you doing, Dan? What's going on with you? I mean, how are you doing?
Man, it's been a long last couple of days with work. They was really getting their money out of me these last few days, but the weekend is upon us. It's Friday Eve, and I'm just doing good, man. I get my kids this weekend. We're going to rock out and have a good time. I'm going to make some overtime money this weekend. Hey, man, look, I ain't got nothing to complain about, bro. Everything is all good, man. How about you, man?
Had a couple of real serious issues. I got some people that I need, you know. I lost a lot of friends these last few days. And being on a Get Down helps me think of something else.
Mm.
So I'm happy that I got you guys in my life. And I wrote some dope poetry. And I know my friends and family wouldn't let me pout. And they're like, listen, keep writing that poetry. Keep sharing it with the world. And let's see what's up.
Exactly,
yeah, man.
Bro. Exactly. Man, listen. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, I don't know about you, man, but I've been chomping at the bit for this show, man. You know what? Let's just go ahead. Can you let the people know what they are in for this evening?
Ladies and gentlemen, hoo-wee. How do I put this? You know when you got somebody in your life or something in your life, and you're like, you know what, I just love it when dot, 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 dot. Tonight on the Get Down, we would like for all of you to come in and give us some of that I love it when poetry. Let me hear what you got going on. And you bring that to us, and I'm dying to hear what y'all got. What you think, man?
Okay. Hey, man, I couldn't agree more, man. I'm anxious. I'm excited because I like to hear good poetry.
Do you have some of that when I love it when poetry, man?
I do, man. I sure do.
I
got some of it. I got some of it.
You got some of it. Some of it.
I got some of it. I got some of it.
Okay. Well,
what about you, though? But what about you? You got some of that I love it poetry, man? You got some of that?
You know, I me and my pen had a long conversation about I love it when. And we came up with a couple of things that look really, really nice. So
hold
I think
on,
I
hold
got
on, hold
something.
On. Let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. You manage to pull yourself out of the back cave and write some I love it when poetry.
It was the only thing that kept me from crying. I had to write it.
Amen. In the voice of Denzel Washington, my man.
If I didn't write, I'd be in here in tears. So, nah, that's not happening. And too many people wouldn't let me do it. So, I'm here with you, like always. I got old man Logan next to me, aka the Wolverine, aka Adamantium, the man with the Adamantium pen. A.K.A. Van
Yeah. Man. Yes, sir.
And I'm sitting over here on this side. Man, listen. I just hope they ready, baby.
Hey, man, listen, bro. They got no choice but to be ready. We here now.
You know, you have a point.
You have a point. You can't run. You can't hide. So, all right, Jay. Rock, paper, scissors. You ready?
I'm ready.
Rock, paper, scissors.
One, two, three. Paper.
I got paper, too. Darn. All right, again.
Okay. Right. One more time.
All right.
One, two, three. What you got?
Scissors.
Rock. Damn it.
Rock, crush, scissors. All right, man. All right. Allow me to get out the way. Hey, can we have y'all dim the lights in the studio for a second? I need the spotlight on my man. Thank you. Go ahead and get down, bro.
I like it when poetry moves mountains, that the wind is afraid of in its unsuspecting souls when they are trapped in the euphoria of spoken word, and then it begins. I love it when she takes my hand and holds my heart in her palms and keeps her promise not to hurt it or shatter it or even abuse it, because she knows as long as she's holding it, nothing else and no one else can ever, ever take her place or take care of it. I love it when I can drop my guard and just be me, pure and unmitigated, unapologetic, outstanding and vulnerable without waiting for the not wanting to stop or have the fear that she's going to steal the other shoe that is supposed to drop. I mean, I like it when Trinity kisses are part of foreplay, when she lets me play in her hair, hold her hand, and not demand that I'm the man. She needed all this time before I got to prove to her that I was right here. Ever since the first time I captured her heart in the nick of time as she surrenders to me willingly and lovingly, because after ecstasy, it's just her and me. I like it when all roads point to us in the multi-universe, because all roads not paved in gold will continuously lead back to the point of origin, and that's her heart. I like it when she trusted me beyond anything or anyone else. has ever dwelled within her as she drops her guard and allows everlasting fulfillment to fulfill her inner sanctum sanctuary. I like it when she sees all of my potential, when she accepts all of my flaws, when she lets my slide in between her sugar walls, because it's us against the world and this unison thing just seems to be the right thing between the two of us. I like it when she says she's my queen, because that's not an act. That's what we do. And that's when a true, real person has real impact. Now, I like it when you let me see your pen. What say you? And that's that piece.
Yo. I love this piece. And it wasn't until you recited it that I realized what you did when you wrote it. In this piece, the theme is, I love it when. But you're stuck in this piece between loving and liking because you ain't there. So you're stuck between love and like. Bro, that was brilliant. That was brilliant. And my favorite lines in this piece, I like it when all roads point to us in the multiverse, because all roads not paved in gold will continuously lead back to the point of origin, your heart. Bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. Hey. I'll give you a standing ovation for this one, bro. Because when I read it, I was like, yeah, this is good. But when you started going in verbally and going between the love and like in your verses, I was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like Harvey Dent, right? Flipping my coin, trying to figure out whether or not it's going to be heads or tails. That's what this piece felt like. You was flipping and flipping and flipping, not knowing which side was going to win. Bro, I don't know how you did that, but that was amazing.
That's exactly how I felt it. Exactly how I felt it, man. And I'm glad you picked up on it. It is funny. Reading it as it's written doesn't give it the same impact as you hearing how I brought it in and out.
Nope.
So I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yes, sir.
Very glad you picked on that.
Brilliant scribe, my brother. Brilliant scribe.
My man. So hold on. Now, if we're in the superhero multiverse, and we're both on planet one,
mm-hmm.
ain't no way Logan's going to let Batman get all that shine. Oh. I know he's going to pull out something made of adamantium, dipped in ink, light a cigar, and said, hey, bub, I wrote something too. So, Van Meadows, is your piece locked and loaded, my good brother?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, you already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a step back, and I'm going to let you do what you do when you do what you do, as you do what you do, and go ahead and get on down.
Thank you, my brother. I love it when I can get the same kind of love that I give. I mean, I've been asked more than once to forgive infidelity, hurt, pain, heartbreak, among other things. Throw me away as trash for a cheap fling. Crush my ego by reminding me I'm just not good enough. Now it's rough, because I want to offer this love that radiates inside of me, but I just can't see past the malicious intent to destroy me as a man, so I can just keep smiling, just keep grinning. Whereas the level of love I have stands next to God. He's shown me how to love hard, and just for her I wish I could walk in the confidence knowing I should be more than an embodiment of two failed marriages. But see me as a man who's holding his love hostage, just as I'm keeping hope alive. that one day I will survive. All the daggers that pierced my heart, watched every ounce of love drip out, creating broken art. Love has tried to pull me back together, one day, maybe forever. But like I said, it's crazy how I have to keep being the one to forgive. So for the record, I love it when I can get the same kind of love that I give. And that's that piece.
I'm sitting here talking, and I had myself on mute. I was sitting in, going right in. Listen. There's something in here that caught my attention and held me hostage. When you said, but see me as a man who's holding his love hostage, meaning I'm keeping this to myself, just as I'm keeping hope alive that one day I will survive all the daggers that pierce my heart. Man, when I tell you, you have said what I have been feeling for a long time, that is the God's honest truth. That is awesome. That one stanza made this piece for me. This one stanza made the piece for me, and it's a great piece, but this stanza stands out for me, and I really, really, really liked it because of this. This was really good ink, bro. This was really, really good ink.
It wasn't what I intended to write. I'm being honest. It was not what I intended to write. I actually intended to write something more loving. But when I started writing, I had this emotion come over me, and I just couldn't stop until it was finished. So, because that's the power of the pen, bro. Yeah, man. Because if I'm being true, there's nothing I love more than when I can get the same kind of love in return that I give. So,
man, when people can match that, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. All right, bro, enough about it. Because you know how
Yeah. You're right. My bad. That was my fault.
You know how we can
do. That was my fault.
We can go on the most longest-winded preacher on the South Side in the hottest Baptist church with no AC.
Yes, sir. In the heat of the night.
Yes, sir. But we got some poets out here, man, that's ready to dive in, ready to give their I love it when piece. So, are you ready, J-Rob? Are you ready for this
artist? Am I ever? Let's get it.
My brother, we got none other than Epiphany's own, Mr. Metaphoria. What's good with you, broski?
Yeah. See, with the bullshit. Y'all come through all silky smooth and shit. And now I got to fucking follow this shit. Y'all ain't shit. I hope y'all know that.
Well, good evening to you too, David Mott.
From the bottom of my heart. Oh, yeah. Hi, motherfucker. I'm him. Yeah. And first. Came through here first. And said, oh, they going to be
first.
Old professional asses and shit. Okay. All right.
You do realize the reason why David is first is because he don't want to stay on the show and he wants to watch the football game. It ain't about to get
that
down.
That is absolutely right. It ain't about to get down. It's about the game, about the football game. We got to keep it in perspective. Hey, David, it's a good one going on too, bro. Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at it now. I've been watching it. But I'm here with y'all. Y'all have my total attention right now. It's on mute. It come through
okay.
Close, y'all. Ain't been here in a minute.
Okay. That's true. You haven't been here at the Get Down since the beginning of the summer.
I'm back. Somebody got to come through here and say motherfucker sometime.
It's been about 164 days and 24 hours, to be exact.
And 3 minutes. You
and
got to mention 3 minutes. 3 minutes count.
And 42 seconds.
There you go.
Yeah. But now I'm back. Yeah. Somebody got to bring some normalcy back to here and shit. Y'all, calling each other, not each other, but calling people beloved and good brothers and shit when they come through here. Well, the motherfucker is back. How about that? I don't know about all that good sweet general shit y'all be talking about.
Welcome back.
Am I to assume you coming back on the Get Down to be the third wheel just to act up and to scramble some eggs?
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of scrambling eggs, it is Scorpio season. If any of you ladies out there haven't had your eggs scrambled in a minute, I've got a scrambler. I will come scramble those eggs for you repeatedly. As long as they ain't powdered, you know, you got to be at least 155 or something. AARP eggs. I'm talking about just powdered and take sour milk. But you know, I don't want them eggs. But you got some good fresh eggs that need scrambling, call me. I will come scramble the shit out of them. Over easy, scrambled, all that good shit. I'm gonna plant a seed in your egg. It is Scorpio seed.
Hey, what you gonna do? What you gonna do if she says she want them poached today?
Yeah.
I guess I'm a soaker. I'm a Soko Jr. in some warm water and then just dive in that motherfucker.
Oh, man. You are hilarious, bro.
That's the best way I can think of to do it.
Be horrible.
J-Rap.
Yes?
Can you greet Metaphoria with the theme of the evening and usher him to the mic so he can get that spotlight? Cue
I don't
spotlight.
Want to, but I will. Mr. Metaphoria, I'm going to need you to finish this line, brother. And yeah, I call you good, brother, even though you get on my last nerve. However, I respect your pen. So please finish this line. I love it when... ... Van Meadows and I are going to step out the way and allow you, since you haven't been here for a minute, to go on ahead and get on down. Ladies and gentlemen,
all right,
Metaphoria.
I'm attracted. I love it when the thought of loving your every movement crosses my mind. Like the way you push your hair behind your left ear just before you beckon me to come near. And the way you lick your lips every time you say I love you, as if the taste that remains upon them is so sweet. Then when I ask you to repeat, you smile with your eyes and simply say, to repeat it a second time will make it just a line. This is an eternal emotion. I love it when the morning sparkle in your eyes reflect in mine, because at that very moment there's no definition of time, because everything stands still. Everything takes on a new meaning of real, and finally I can feel again. My heart is filled again. I love it when I tell you good night, for I know the next morning will be void of morning, for every morning I awaken with you. And before last night's whisper is whisked away from tongue and teeth, you grasp morning's excitement and say, is this for me? I love it when you leave, because it allows me to miss you, allows me to long to hug and kiss you, and gives guarantee that before the day is done, you'll come back to me. I love it when I think about you being my reason to no longer think of before, because you've shown me so much more than the pains of regret I held fast to. I never asked you, nor did I let you know, but you peeked through the windows of my soul and said, you have to let it go. That's what you told me. Then you proceeded to hold me, console me, soothing my every wound as you sent my skeletons to their tombs to rest. You gave my suffocating spirit breath. I love it when I think about loving you. The greatest gift I've ever been gifted. My spirit's lifted as my life you shifted and gave it light. I hope you know I love you to life, and we had just that. But all good things must come to an end. Yet still, you are my best friend and always will be until there's nothing left, nothing in this world left. Even though this world you left, I love it when everything reminds me of you. For you were and always will be my everything. I love it when the memories cross my mind. But they're all I have until the end of time. In peace.
You first.
That last line, Dave. I love it when the memories of you cross my mind. Bruh, this piece, I haven't heard your inkage in a while. And the creative writer in you produced this brilliant work of art. And I love it when you come to get down and you express what your pen has to write. So thank you for that, good brother. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. That's new shit. I just wrote that this evening. Y'all know I ain't been writing in a month of fucking Sundays, so I'm glad to be back writing.
J-Rob.
Man. I personally don't believe Dave because he always comes off with some really incredible poetry. Comes off with some very deep spoken word. As a matter of fact, I got a text that just said, "Dave, where you been? That piece is so deep. We missed you, Dave." Technically, I shouldn't even have given him that compliment because you know how much I don't like Dave. However, the piece was hot. That second and third stanza, that is the David Mott that I look forward to hearing on a regular basis. That's the David Mott that I'm accustomed to. I'm not going to yell, but that piece is really good. So much so, Dave, I'm going to need you, if you don't send it to me, at least put it in the event page, since this is fresh ink.
I appreciate that, John, and in response to your not liking me, I'm a fan. A way to send you 50 Cent real quick, and I want you to go into like an old part of the South Bronx that still got payphones, and when you find that payphone, I need you to put it in there. Matter of fact, I ain't gonna send you 50 Cent. Just find the payphone, hit zero, and ask for the operator, and tell them you need the directory to somebody who gives a fuck, and then tell them that, you know, because. That's the best thing I can tell you to do with that part.
When you talk like that, Dave, in between those nasty words says, "John, I love you." And it's okay, Dave, because I love you too. You can't hurt my feelings. I read in between the lines very well. He curses all the time. In between them curses, man, all you hear is,
"You hear."
That's all you hear. Right, right. And I love you back, Dave. I love you back. And there's nothing you can do about it.
I know that's who gave me the extra commentary. I'll be back on a more regular basis. Now, much love to y'all. And, hey, man, y'all keep doing what you're doing here to get down. Everybody loves this show. John, keep your head up, man. And like I told you earlier, one of the silver side of losing a friend is your ass is still him. You know, it's better to lose somebody than to be the one lost. So, yeah, keep your head up. Find your nice about 27 to 30-year-old woman with loose inhibitions, and she'll make you forget all about that pain. Like, there's some things they can do to take your mind off of what's hurting. You know, the quickest way to get rid of something that hurts is to give up somebody something that throbs. That's the way I look at it. But y'all enjoy your night. I'm going to get off here and enjoy the game.
One love, one mic, bro.
I'm going to listen to Danielle. I know she next. Or Adrian next, whoever next, I'm going to listen to one more caller and I'm going to hang up and watch the game. One love, one mic, much love to everybody.
One love, one mic, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Metaphoria. That's your bro. That's your bro. That's your bro.
That's your man. That's your man's in them.
That's your bro.
Oh, man.
It's so good to hear him back, man. So good to hear his pen. I can't lie, man. That piece was so good.
Very much so.
Piece
very
was
much
so
good. But you do know what I'm going to put in the event page because I have to. I got to.
Oh, what is
that? I have a message for David Mott in the event page.
So I hope everyone just
approves. But
well, put
nonetheless,
it in, bro.
Nonetheless, it was absolutely a really good piece. I have to give him
indeed
credit for that.
Indeed.
It really was. I mean, he gets on my nerve, but that was a really good piece. So, Van, let me ask you the proverbial question. Who might we have next?
Bro, next up on the mic is one half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, and one-fourth host of the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. That man need help.
That man is your friend.
That man definitely needs help.
Lord. That was a beautiful piece, though. Yeah, all your pieces, man, are awesome. Y'all just, like, I ain't going to say it no more. You know, it's following y'all is just.
Right. Following Van.
Following y'all.
Let's be very clear. Let's be clear. I write a couple of nice pieces. Van will look read my piece and be like, no, this is how it's supposed to sound. You're going to say this tonight and this next week. And I don't argue. He's the station manager. So I recite the piece. It comes out dope. And I can, and he's like, you can take credit. We're boys. We're family. You can take credit. Who cares? I just want the people to have fun. So I'm doing this by scratch because I don't write that good.
Excuse me, John. Van, have you seen his Black Love series?
I have.
Okay, all right. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say about that.
I sure have.
Okay.
Without
all
question.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Black Love? Black Love? Black Love?
Black Love series, yes. That's that work. Yeah. All those exquisite beauties you got in there, and you writing pieces under
man,
each one of your pieces.
Man,
okay.
Listen.
I'm talking about natural beauties, too. Okay? Please. And you talking all that smack. Man, go ahead.
If you, remember how I said in between Autumn Curses, David Mott's truly say, I love you, Jay. Danielle, if you read the fine print in all of that poetry, you'll see where it says, all pieces written by the Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic.
What?
No, you'll
stop
see
lying.
In parentheses and blue ink. In parentheses and blue ink.
You're not a very good liar. You know that, right?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Does not become you. It does not become you.
I'm just saying.
Give it to him, John. Give it to him, John. You want my arms?
All right.
You want my arms to fall off?
All right. Wow. Wow. That's where we're taking it. That's where we're going.
Bro, you know it. You know it. You know it.
Sounds just like you.
You know it.
Okay.
You know it, bro.
Oh, man. Y'all are awesome, though.
What's happening, baby? People miss me. That part.
Yeah.
Danielle.
That part.
Yes.
Back in the day, there was this song that Van Meadows wrote that another brother sang, and the introduction was, "Hey, what's your name? Have we met before? Oh yeah, now I remember.
Oh.
Hope you're not still sore."
Oh, <shit.
laughs> mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
You dirty,
y'all
hey, you so dirty,
crazy.
You so dirty. Dirty.
I was standing right next to him when he tapped her. And she was a real cute girl, too. And he was like, hey, stroking his beard. What's your name? Have we met before? Oh, yeah. Hey, now I remember. Hope you're not still so. I was like, and he sang to her?
You so dirty. Dirty.
I just went back to drinking my white Russian.
There it is.
Yeah.
Anyway,
oh, it's crazy, though.
The Perla Negra is, are you ready to finish the statement? I love it when. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Are we going to get out the way?
I love it
you
when.
Go get on.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Thank you.
She ready, Jay. You see, she ready. She ready.
Tell the girl to slow down so we can ask the question. Oh, my
right, right,
God.
Right. Go ahead. Get on.
Y'all
that.
Got me third. All right. I love it when I come to the point of finally realizing who I was, who I am now, and what my purpose in life is. That no matter what my flesh has had to contend with, good, bad, or indifferent, my spirit still sees that life is still a beautiful thing. I love it when they realize I have the universe inside me, and my light only shines brighter every time they bring their darkness towards me. Oh, how they scatter and flee to gather others to try and break me, stumbling and fumbling and falling in an angry pursuit trying to reach me. Through ill intent covered with kind words, all the while not seeing how weak they really are is being revealed, because they can't handle seeing the love and light in my heart and how I vibrate higher than them. I love it when love happens. I love it when my mind is stimulated by him and he makes my heart go pitter-patter because he can read my story. And I love it when a plan comes together. I love it when my poetry says me. That's that piece.
Go ahead,
J-Rab.
Go ahead,
no,
man.
I need you to do your thing, J-Rab. I need you to do your thing. What's the little Bugs Bunny thing you do when the little dudes in love?
Oh, when you love the poetry?
Do that.
Don Yale does some poetry that I love, this is what y'all gonna hear.
That was really good.
That was hot.
I like
that. I really love that piece. I love that piece.
So you know what? Talk to her, and I'm going to do the background. Talk to her.
Thank you. Danielle, this is what I thought about that piece. Yeah.
Wait.
Just like that.
Yeah.
It was so dynamic. Oh, baby, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So
what?
So delicious.
Oh, man, thank you. I had to bunch that together real fast because my sister keeps me on the phone. Thank you.
J-Rap, what you thought about that piece?
Oh, I really like this piece. And since I'm counting stanzas tonight, those last two stanzas really set this piece off for me. Like, really. And I like how you put this together. And when I hear pieces like this, this is what me and Van are always talking about when we're asking people to stretch their pen. So when you go right into the theme and you're like, I like it when, and you go into why, that makes what we do so much easier. And it feels so good listening to poets do that. So thank you.
Thank you. Oh, y'all, you make me feel so good about my PP. Fuck us up. Wow.
We thank you.
I'm just out here telling the truth. Everything else is vain. I'm just out here telling the truth.
Oh, that's so fun. Thank you. She's trying to keep up with y'all.
Because I got a bunny rabbit to have, I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
Listen. Before we send you over to the down dance floor, can you go ahead and let the people know where you are on Epiphany? Because you're quite the busy woman.
Sure. That's what my son says. So he's like, "Man, you kind of busy over there, ain't you?" not this Saturday, but next Saturday, I will be in Poetic Therapy with my awesome co-host, stay in the man's cellar. That's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Not a Saturday night at 9. Monday night at 9, I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, essentially Janice, where she does an awesome job on the event page. Y'all check it out. And Poetic. Now, on Monday night, we also have a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen, and that right there helps you tap into your creative side. Y'all come on through and see what you come up with. Wednesday night, I am in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, the topic is up in the air right now, but whatever we come up with, I'm sure you're going to love it. So y'all come on and get caught up in the love zone. And that is Wednesday night at 9. Back to you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Damn. One of the busiest
What show is she not on? She's like, and then after work I'm cooking eggs, and then after dinner I'm playing for the Yankees, and on the weekends I'm quarterback in the Detroit Tigers. You're like, yo, what the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, bro.
It's just three shows. It's only three shows.
Only, she
I'm
says.
I'm just like only three shows. She's like, when I'm not doing all that, I gotta get my cape out the cleaners, make sure that the food is cooked, make sure the children is fed.
Right.
She said, but
right.
I love volleyball and I'm a good and I'm fun at parties. Back to you, Paul.
Right. Well, the Pearl and Negra, we're gonna send you on over to the dance floor so that you can do what it is you do, shake your tail feather, and stick around and hear the rest of the show.
I definitely will. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
one love, one mic, baby.
La Pearl, La Negra, going to wait over there to take her socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
All right. We're going to keep this party going, Jay. Are you ready?
Come on now.
To bless the mic this evening.
Like Jay-Z always says, bring them out.
Yeah.
Who we got?
It's funny you reference Jay-Z because this brother Flow is wicked. Our brother Blaze is in the get down. What's good with you, Blaze?
Gentlemen, what's up? Jada Rob, some my boy Port Meadows, my girl Liz. Figure her name out.
Blaze.
Damn, figure her name out. I was trying to get everything out at the same time, but, you know, I'm kind of excited and happy to be on the show tonight.
Listen, you got to inhale sometimes, brother. You got to inhale. Then let that go. Just inhale and
let that go.
But
inhale,
we know where you was going.
I got it out. Girl and nigga. There we go.
There you go. Hey,
please,
it's great to hear from you, bro. Real talk.
Yes,
how you doing, man?
Fantastic, superb, and masterfully stupendous. My little spin on a Lucky Charms commercial.
Come on now.
I love it, bro.
Don't hit them too hard, brother. They're not ready. They're not ready. They still reading the lyrics to Skip to My Lou. They're not ready.
How's everything tonight, man?
Everything's good, bro.
That's what's up.
I get to hang out with Van Meadow, so you know my life is really, really good right about now. I get to
man,
hang out with
I
Van.
I wish I could do the same.
Bruh,
if I hung out with both of y'all.
Listen, I signed up for the Van Meadows fan club. I got a decoder ring. I got a bracelet. I got a Wolverine action figure. I got some a Wolverine claws. I even got a bus pass. Blaze, you got to join, man. It only costs 35 cents. Bruh, you get so much stuff for your 35 cents. It's amazing. You can join. There's so much room, and there's room for growth in the fan club. So come hang out.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Listen, I'll take your one at all for real soon.
My man.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That right there.
Hey, yo, Blaze.
Yes, sir.
Because it is my turn, right, Van?
Yes, sir.
Blaze, bro. Tonight we're asking poets such as yourself, and please let me remind you how much of a fan I am of your work. But we're talking to people, we're asking all the poets to finish this line, however you so see fit. I love it when... So if your piece is locked and loaded, Van Meadows and I are going to take a step away from the microphone and allow you to spotlight, and we want you to go on ahead and get on down.
Okay, is it possible I can say brace yourself before I start this?
It's your poetry.
Your poetry, bro.
Brace yourself, man. Like, all females, like, get everybody. Everybody listen to brace yourself. I love it when I say shit that gets all in your head about to go south, cause, which makes you do things to squirt all in my mouth, effect, cause, and effect. Many have never seen me at my nastiest. I will eat your kitty cat so damn good that I'll make your mom's bring a boat hole squirting orgasmic spit, trash and clicks when I'm inside your hole beating up that twat super hot till juicy spots are confused and cold, getting still soothe your soul. My tongue is built to slurp your entire inner existence, making your toes curl and come. I'm thorough, the one having you spin with persistence. Just listening to my talk will make your walk and send something sickening to the point I make your mind sweat and drip like pussy lips grip when my dick bends and spends time stroking and soaking like Olympic swimmers. Dive deep in your Jason Voorhees crystal lake begging to have more, please, for goodness sakes. Feel me slipping in your discs, dipping in your fish, Swedish. I know you need this, but I'm built to raid the eighth or feed lists of your inner sanctum, drink them, thank them, and when I crash my whip into your battleship, thank them. But you know, I needed to know what language your nut speaks when I squeeze my D's and knees in your butt cheeks. Did I hear you? No, I think I just saw your gut leak, but fucking your Jabba the Hutt, keeping your empire close, because when I strike back, I'm going to give you the most striking resemblance to Darth Vader's sword, knowing I'm ready to star in wars like Padawan, smack your tours in buns, beating you your inner war seat monstrosity here to topple she like Mandalorian. Damn, this shit is, don't you know, no good. Craziness, slaying shit in your neck of the woods, you're singing nobody belongs here, Deborah Cox, but I'm so hood. My point in all this is to send your mentality to another galaxy due to my job being to come and crush your inner palace. See, listen, I came here tonight to crush your inner palace. See, I'm crushing your inner palace. Eight, please.
Yo, hold up, Van. Van, please let me answer this.
You know what, bro?
I'm hearing? You know what I'm hearing when Blaze is doing this?
What's that? What's
Remember that song? Pink cookies in a plastic bag. Getting crushed by
buildings. Yes.
That's what I'm hearing when he's doing this piece. Pink cookies in a plastic bag. Getting crushed by buildings.
Crushed by buildings. Yeah. No doubt. I just listened to that like earlier today. Bruh, no doubt.
Yes, sir. That's what I got. I love this piece, but that's what I got. The whole time I'm hearing the chorus and I'm hearing the music while he's spitting and I'm hearing... Every time he, like, inhaled, all you heard was, pink cookies in a plastic bag. Get crushed by buildings. That's a dope piece, Blaze.
That's
Yo,
a dope
they ain't
piece.
Ready.
Yeah, man. They weren't ready. I'm glad you
wrote
you know,
that from the time the show started tonight up until you just got me on here to speak.
This is fresh ink.
Like, literally, this is fresh. This was written and finished. From the time the show started until I just came on the mic.
Yeah, that's serious.
That's
right
there,
bro. That's serious. Blaze,
that's dope. I like that.
Fire ink, bro. Fire ink. And I'm glad you started doing something, man. Every time that you've been on the show, you started writing while you're in the show. And I think that's dope. I think that's dope that you want to give us your freshest, rawest ink. And and the first time you spit it, it's right here on the get down. That's just dope, bro.
Bruh.
We appreciate you, man.
Even my brother Mike hit me up and was like, yo, whoever that cat is, he's dope. So yeah. Bruh,
thank you.
All in agreement. You're the bad boy with that pen.
Absolutely.
Thank you, bro.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Now, my brother, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so that you can give them some moves, brother. You handle that for us?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen,
before you go any further, please tell that brother, thank you for stopping by the Get Down, man, and we look forward to many more weeks of hearing your fresh ink, Blaze. Back to you, Van.
Thank you so much, man. Hey, yo, question.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Question.
Go ahead, bro.
I have been wanting, and I think we were supposed to have done this before, but we three need to link up to do a piece.
Agreed.
I've been trying to get D-Rob up.
Ooh.
We all three of us need to link up to do a piece. And I'm talking about a super seductive piece.
I'm in.
Yeah. Okay. Count me in.
I'm in.
But whatever.
And we'll talk about
after
what the title and all
listen,
that stuff is.
Listen.
But
listen. I'm in, but we have got to have the Freak Me Baby instrumental in the background. That's all I'm saying.
That's what it is. Yep. Yes, sir. I'm bored.
Sounds
yeah.
good.
We'll talk after the show, Blaze.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk.
Yes, sir.
The show.
Okay.
All right,
my
bro.
Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, our brother Blaze. Man, brother dope. Brother dope. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son, Mr. DSP, y'all. Don't forget it. The dial-in number, if you're listening online, is 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1.
This is Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network. Be me.
Welcome back to Epiphany Radio. J-Rob, wise son. Man, how you feeling about the show so far, bro?
Listen, this show is turning out to be something special. And I can't wait.
What he said.
What's going to happen within the next hour of this show? I'm just saying. How are you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great, man. This show is dynamic, man. Listen, every show, man, we say the same thing, but we can't help it. Y'all make it so special. Y'all make it so amazing. What you want us to say?
That's what I said. But I'm just saying. Yeah. So, Van, help me out. Who do we have waiting in the wings?
We got us Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, baby. What's up, gentlemen?
You ain't getting away with that. No. I want the sexy greeting you just gave Van. You ain't getting away with that.
Hey, J-Rob. What's going on, love?
Hey, baby. How you did?
I'm good.
I bet you are. Girl, don't start with me. Okay, I feel better now.
Okay, good.
I feel better. So.
Good. I'm glad you
Van Meadows.
Glad you feel
Van, if you wouldn't mind talking to her, please.
I'd love to. Miss Lips.
He wants to talk to you.
Yes, Van.
Is it okay if I talk to your lips, Miss Lips?
Oh!
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. Now, we want to know if you have your piece ready for I Love It When. Are you ready? Your piece locked and loaded?
Brand new, fresh ink for you guys.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yes.
We're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
I love it when he says my name. Sound of my name in his masculine tone reverberates in my soul. My body quickens when his dulcet tone speaks my name in a hushed voice, making me quiver with excitement. And I love it when he leans into me, puts his perfectly formed lips next to my ear, telling me all the things he intends to do to me, the way he wants to mold my body into his, making every nook match his crannies so that the flickering candlelight casts one shadow on the wall as we do the dance of sensual pleasures, seeking to reach titillations yet unknown till satisfaction reaches overflow and our streams become flood tides of ecstasy. And I love it when he rests in me, allowing himself to melt into me, my legs wrapped around his as our breathing synchronizes our heartbeats into one rhythm. And I love it when he stays inside me, lets me my cave shelter his manhood and caress him in pulsating ways that eventually awakens the beast within him so that we can begin again this dance. But this time in banshee cries with savage appetite, slapping my ass as he asks whose it is and makes me cry out for more, driving me like a wild Mustang and he, my expert rider, till he brings me into submission. And lastly, I love it when he cares for me, caressing my whole body as I tremble in satiated joy, because he knows I get cold when I'm thoroughly satisfied. And just before I drift off to contented rest, I absolutely love it when he kisses my face and once again says my name. Just before he tells me that he loves me too. Poem.
J-Rob, please go first. Please go first.
So, this is that. Let me raise my ass in the air, look at you from the back and ask you, is that all you got when you slap my ass? Kind of, I love it when poetry. Is that what we just heard?
That's what that was. Yes, it was.
Okay, because it sounded like something like that, like how come you don't pull my hair when I'm asking you, is that all you got? I love it when poetry. This sounded more like you ain't ready for me to ride you or divide you because I want to be somewhere deep inside you. I love it when kind of poetry.
Ooh, all of that.
And this sounded like that. Are you sure you are tall enough to ride this ride? I love it when poetry.
Let's bring your A game because this is no game poetry.
I digress. I love it. Van Meadows, what say you? Before
I mean,
you speak, Van,
kinda,
Lisa Lips,
yeah.
Lisa Lips, Lisa
yeah.
Lips.
Yes.
Just for the record, you nasty. I'll talk to you later. Van Meadows, it's on you.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, you know, the nastiness when, you know, she was talking about, you know, she protecting her cave is covering his manhood and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah, I caught all of that. He ain't even talk about that. He ain't touch on that. But and then you got that. Is that brown skin you had playing in the background? Was that what that was?
Yes, it was.
Oh my gosh. If India Ari knew what you were saying over her song, she would be like, yes, girl, work it. But that was amazing. That was some beautiful poetry. And yeah, I second what my brother just said. You's definitely nasty. But she's a honey dripper, so what do you expect?
Sometimes it's fun to be nasty.
I do not have an argument for that. That's one of those times where we just say, I totally agree.
Yeah, what she said.
Now, Miss Lips, are you ready to get out there on that dance floor and show the people what you can do?
I got my mini skirt on just for the dance floor tonight.
Oh, okay. I was thinking something different. Okay. My bad.
All right. One love, one mic. Continue to take your
one
side.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss Lips on her way to the dance floor, and my God, she nasty. Whew. Now, are we ready?
Because
we have next on the mic, we have this gentleman and scholar who happens to be Epiphany's own host of War Council, The Hidden. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff. Fly Speak, Honey Dripper 2.0. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, Mojave.
Gentlemen.
What it do, broski?
Well, good evening, Mojave. And how are you?
You know. Anyway.
No, I don't know.
We'll talk later. I'm sorry, I'm not on my usual energetic anything else, but I'm a little upset right now. I just got sick, so I'm like mad. I'm real mad right now with myself. I'm like, I should have known better. But we're here. We rock.
I'm going to need you to come closer to the mic.
Okay. Is this better? Can you hear me?
A little
bit. Yes.
Hold on. Let me try this.
You sound a lot better, bro. Is this a lot better?
Is this it? Did I get it?
J-Rob, did he get it?
A little bit. Yeah. You okay?
All right. So, family, what's happening? What's going on? What are we doing?
Nothing, man. How you feeling, man?
I'm mad right now because I'm like, I can't believe this just happened. Anyway, I'll talk about it later. But I'm here. Let's rock. Y'all ready?
Well, I'm glad you're here, bro. J-Rob. You're up, sir.
I asked the last question.
Just for the record.
We're talking about.
Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah, but just for the record, gentlemen, I just would like to point out, I did not really obey the assignment. I did what I could. I was in between.
Mahava, you're breaking up bad.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You're in and out. You're in and out.
Really? Why do you guys sound perfect to me? I don't know.
I'm speaking on a perfect apparatus, brother.
Oh, well, that happens. Well, ask me the question, and I'll answer the question, and I'll see what I can do.
Cool. Cuzzo, I'm going to need you to finish this line, because I know your piece is locked and loaded, so I'm not asking that question, because I know who I'm talking to. But finish this line. I love it when...
Okay. This is my answer to the question. Are you ready?
Please go on ahead and get on down.
This is a dedication. Okay, so. I love it. I love it when you look at me. And I can see how much you love me in your eyes. I love it when you look away quickly and smile. I love it when you kiss me and said that I hate you, knowing that you felt me and you're feeling the essence of me. I love it when you try to act like you are equally as in love with me. I love it when you are angry. I love it the fact that we do the same things. We are angry. I love it the way that you eat wings and things. It's amazing. We are connected. You awaken me. Kiss my spirit from seven leagues that I feel you firmly on my lips. You bask in the light of my soul. Touch the inner me as if you were touching the most intimate parts of me. Gently. Gently, your smile comforts me. Returns the confection with a tone of affection that your presence is warm within me sweetly. Shit, woman, you got me. You got a fight in you. You dance deftly. Two-step your passion, squeeze my heart. Make my mind part when you waltz to open your arms so I can feel your pace. The way you caramba your spirit, you can feel my space. You inspire the king in me. You raise my spirit, love me gentle, but keep your hug strong. You give me sweet, kiss my hips with your divinity, cross my lips with sacred intimacy. You make my chakras emanate pure joy from the love we make. And I didn't know how to belong. My fundamental disbelief happened until you called me yours. And yet, here we are, still free, romantically. No boundaries, but our line stepping is habitual. It's the ritual of loving kindness, heartbeats caressing, kinetic energy beating through chest, the blessing of never stressing, always knowing how the seed is growing, ever and a day. With light, with love. I didn't know how to belong till your lips taught me a song. It sang about the glory of loving you. About the glory of loving you.
So help me understand something.
Go ahead, bro.
You're just going to come in here on some Frankie Crocker, smooth WBLS, Quiet Storm shit and think ain't no one going to notice that? That's what we're doing.
All my poetry is written by you, J-Rob. You should know better.
We had a gentleman's agreement. We had a gentleman's agreement that wasn't coming out.
Listen, I know there's this whole stuff about ghostwriting, so, you know,
I just forgot.
Wow!
Yeah,
wow! Wow!
You can't be a ghostwriter then tell everybody you're a ghostwriter, Mojave. You can't do
Thank
that.
You!
Oh, snap!
Thank you!
That's a rule.
You can't do that. That is a rule. You
Thank
cannot
you.
Do that. Otherwise you're not ghostwriting. You're, you know.
Oh,
you're telling.
Oh. That's what that is.
Yes.
Oh well. Oh well.
You know what? You know what? I'm not even ringing the doorbell on that one. I'm not even ringing the doorbell on that one. You we had a gentleman's agreement. Listen, the piece itself is really, really good. I clown you about a lot of shit, but the piece is really good. And as much music as I know, I'm messed up in the head that you keep surprising me with other music that I haven't heard yet. So the combination of the two for me was spot on. Completely spot on. Van Meadows.
Man, listen. I listen to SiriusXM a lot when I'm driving. And they have this Salute the Sample segment on Rock the Bells Radio where they give you the original piece of the music and then they give you the salute to the sample to the artist that did something with the music. So I'm going to do Epiphany Radio Salute the Sample right now and give you kudos for taking that piece, using it to create your work of art. Because, brother, you talking about, you know, Barry White mixed with Billy D. Williams, mixed with, what's that cool cat, Fred Astaire, you know, walking down the street, trench coat, black and white, light post. This is how that sounded to me. Like you was really, really, really trying to swoon the female audience. And I'm sure it works. Because, brother, this
swoon,
is an amazing piece.
Said.
So thank you for
swoon.
Sharing that, bro.
Swoon.
Bro,
swoon. Swoon, he said. Swoon.
How funny. Stop blowing in the mic.
Nah, bro, you. Bro, listen. Now that you've given us that dynamic piece, man, won't you let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio Universe, brother?
Yeah, because you and Danielle are neck and neck in shows. You're both doing like 40 each? Yeah. Go ahead.
No,
tell them.
No, I'm just saying. Well, thank you, Van Meadows, for asking me. Well, coming up this Tuesday at 9 o'clock on Epiphany Radio Universe, we have the War Council. And the theme for the War Council is, what are your rules for sexual engagement? What are the things that you're willing to do, what you're not willing to do, and what are the situations that has gotten into you that you decided that you wanted to do the bill? So what are your rules for sexual engagement? That is what we're doing over there. It's going to consist of some stories, some special things. We're going to bring some research, all that good stuff. You know what we do in the War Council. We get to the conscious, creative community that consistently addresses issues concerning the overall general community and public sphere. So that's what we're doing.
Okay. I'll
Sounds
be there.
Good, bro. I will be there. Now, my brother, hopefully you're well enough to go over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, and say hello to the family and you know, do a couple quick steps.
No, I'm not well enough to do that. I wish
not
I was.
Well enough, man.
Oh.
All right. Well, that's all right. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
I'm going to stick around and enjoy the rest of the show because y'all are bomb. Y'all are fantastic. Super dope.
Appreciate
that's
you, brother.
Man.
All right.
That's all J-Rob. You know, I'm just here riding his coattails. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, J-Rob is just writing stuff, programming stuff. He's just that guy. He's the guy.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The guy.
Oh, people can only see the lies you guys tell. But anyway, Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Mojave.
All right, you're welcome.
Love you, cousin.
Get you an over to the dance floor, man. Stick around. I know you're not going to dance, but stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the host of upcoming Tuesday show, The War Council, Mojave, on his way to take his socks off. Baby, baby. Man, next up on the mic, are you ready?
I'm ready.
We got one half, the other half host of Poetic Therapy, y'all. And what a treat this is. Epiphany's own Stan the Man Phillips. What's good with you, Stan?
I'll tell you what. This is a hell of a show.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Stan, thank you. It's good to hear from you, sir. How are you doing this evening?
It's good to be able to be heard from.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it is. How are you?
Oh, I am doing well now. I'll tell you what. Listening to these poets and what they've done with that concept that you guys put out there, wow.
That was all
nice.
J-Rob. I had
nice.
Nothing to do with it.
A lot of pigs.
Oh, actually, yeah, this one was mine.
A lot of hearts and flowers. Beautiful. Beautiful. The sappy meter is pegged, you know?
See what you're doing with all this sappiness, J-Rob? You see it? You're making
it. I will take all of that. I will take all of that. I'll take every bit of it. But Stan, wait a minute. Is it my turn? No, I asked my hobby. Van, would you introduce Stan to the topic of the evening, sir?
Absolutely, absolutely. Stan the Man, tonight we want you to finish this thought. I love it when, and we want you to go ahead and get on down, good brother.
I love it when. That is such a great, wide open line for a poet. That could be go anywhere. You know, it could go anywhere. I love it when. I'll tell you how much I loved it. I not only used it as the title of this poem, I used it to start every line in this poem. That's how much I loved it.
Go ahead and get down, Stan.
My pleasure, man. I love it when. I love it when your sultry eyes captivate the soul. I love it when your sachet strips a man's control. I love it when your voice entreats the fires of passion. I love it when your figure lends lust to any fashion. I love it when you promise your heart to be held by only one. I love it when your dalliance leaves some victim's life undone. I love it when some new Don Juan thinks he has a right to strut. I love it when he realizes in this joke he's the butt. I love it when you spin your web, unable to get free. I love it when I watch the show, because at least now it's not me. In peace.
Stan the man. I love it when you take these prompts and you just blow them out the water. This was an exquisite piece of ink. My brother. J-Rob.
Van, I told you before how much I am sitting on the edge of my seat when this man graces our show and when I hear him in general. I told y'all he is like Edgar Allan Poe to me. Cadence-wise, it's all... Years ago, they used to show this commercial of Mercedes-Benz, and it said that the ride is so smooth, you can cut a diamond. And he had a diamond cutter cut a diamond while riding a Mercedes-Benz. Stan's cadence is smooth enough to cut a diamond while driving. And I am enthralled in his work when he is giving it to us. So I want to say thank you for this because, bro, I am a hardcore fan of your poetry, and I'm blessed to call you a friend and humbled when you grace our show with what you bring poetically, especially to the topic at hand. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you for letting me come on here and put a little twist to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed, indeed. Whew. Man,
Stan,
let everybody know what you got going on, bro.
What I have going on is 9 p.m. on Saturdays with a marvelous poetress, La Perla Negra, our own Danielle, and Poetic Therapy.
Indeed. Now, usually they will be on this Saturday. However, we're going to do a switch and have Romantic Central Saturday this Saturday. But Stan, I don't want to displace you. If you want to co-host with me on Saturday night, you're more than welcome to join me, good brother.
Sensual Saturday.
Because it's been a while since you and I have graced the show together as hosts.
Yes, it has. 9 o'clock Saturday. I'll tell you what. All things given, and if life doesn't get in the way, I will be there.
Thank you, good brother. Appreciate you.
Nice.
Now we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can show them what the mountain man can do. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor is our good brother, Stan the Man Phillips. One love, one mic, Stan.
One love, one mic, and on to the next.
There it is.
Fantastic.
Man.
Fantastic.
Stan the Man Phillips coming through, man, and just killing the prompt, bro. Just killing that line. Oh, man.
Love this dude.
Man, it's only going to get... It's, bruh. This hour is just as good as the first hour, bro.
So I'm hearing. So if that is the case, brother, who might we have?
Next on the mic, we got Miss VIP, one half host of the Love Zone and the host of Express Your Vibe. Hey, Miss VIP.
Hello, Poetic. Hello, J-Rob. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Well,
how you doing?
Fine. It is awfully good to hear from you today. I'm so happy and humble that you called to get there.
Well, thank you. My goodness. This is a great show, gentlemen. Great show.
Thank you for making it great.
There you go.
J-Rob, you want to ask the dead lady the question?
Yes, I am. Beloved, is your piece locked, loaded, and ready to share?
Absolutely.
That being the case, I and Van will need you to finish this line. I love it when ... So Van
right.
and I are going to take a sidestep and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. I love it when you say you love me and I'm your peace. I get that glow. Anyone can see the smile that meets my eyes. I love it when you hold me close, when I tell you I love you too, and know what I say is true. I love it when people say we won't make it. We prove them wrong every day. we laugh, love, and kiss. And when we're apart, it's you I miss. I love it when people find out I'm smart. I'm a sapiosexual and can sing. I love it when I know I never have to compete. I am complete. With you, I have everything. I love it when the wind softly blows comfort to my soul in the day. At night, a moonbeam lights the way so I can sleep. Mostly, I love it when I awaken to shine with the sun, filled with love from my only one. And that's that piece.
Ooh. This is like a love affirmation piece, Jay. This is a love affirmation piece.
This is the piece like when she got on the pointy high heels, the tight fitting leather dress, the tight fitting shirt with short sleeves,
and
wide brim fedora and some sunglasses and a long cigar, and she's like, yeah, this is what I'm trying to let you know, because if you know, then they all know, and then when they all know, then we all know, and that means we're in agreement, and that's that piece.
That's that piece.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
She give a whole new meaning to Girl Six. We would call her Girl Six poetry.
Girl six point oh.
Oh my. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
No. Thank you.
Absolutely, thank you. Before we let you go to the dance floor, let everybody know what you got going on.
My pleasure. On Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m., my sultry diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the love zone. And the topic, it's coming. And you're going to have a good time and some great conversation. And on alternate Fridays, I host Express Your Vibe. And that's an open mic for you to come as you are. So don't suppress it. Express it. All right. And that's that.
When you express your vibe, express it. Cha 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 cha.
Oh my goodness. I know just where that's coming from, John. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen.
You get on over there to that Get Down dance floor and show them how the ladies slide on through.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That is Ms. VIP on her way to the dance floor. Whew, my God. Oh, crap. Well, Jay. Judging by the next three poets, we in trouble, depending on how these pieces go. First on the mic is Epiphany's own host of Raw with Rain. We got Rain. Hey, Rain. How you doing, love?
Hey, Poetic. Hey, J-Rob. Good evening, gentlemen.
Very good evening, Poet. How are you doing?
You know, I'm good, I guess. I'm just busy, but I'm good. I did not write anything for tonight, and I was sitting here listening, and I said, you know what? Let me pause for a minute. So I paused, and I wrote a little something. But other than that, I'm busy, ready for vacation. I'm headed to the East Coast Saturday. So a red eye.
Really?
Out of here.
May I please ask where in the East Coast are you going to...
I will be in Philly and Maryland and D.C. and Atlanta and Tampa.
You on tour?
So we're on tour with Bahama, my man.
Is what I do. My last vacation this year. This is like an actual vacation, though. I'm actually taking time off work. I'm not working remotely. So this is much needed, and, yeah.
Good job. Good
stuff. Okay. So, yeah. Been working hard over here, Pulse Designs and day job, so need a break. See the family.
Okay.
See the friends.
Okay.
Do things, you know.
She said do things. You hear this, man? She said do things.
I don't know why I say that to you, because I knew you were going to shit.
Whatever, girl. Whatever, baby. Whatever, baby.
Hey.
I was born during the day, just not yesterday. I'm just saying.
Listen, that is not what I was saying. I just miss my people, y'all. You know, I miss my people.
Well, I'm going to have to, depending on when you come to Philly, because I'm not on tour. I work for some people, and I have to ask Master in between singing Negro spirituals if I can come to Philly. So, if that's the case, I hope to get a chance to shake hands with you in person.
I'll only be in Philly for a quick visit.
J-Rob, sir. I'm going to tell you right now.
Back down.
You will not shake her hand. When you see her,
and why is that?
You have got to give her a hug.
Wait till you hear my poem. Wait.
Got to give her a hug.
Really?
Man.
So wait. Let me digress for a second. So Rain, since you've been on the show so long, and something had to like spark your pen to say, "Pick me up. I got an idea." What was it?
It was just, I was like, I didn't have to follow rules with this. Like I could just let my thoughts go. Cause I mean, we can all talk about what we love. Right. So it didn't have to be one thing. So I just gave you a bunch of things that I love.
You know what? You all right with me. All that stuff they wrote about you in the bathroom, that's not true. You're a good person.
I don't care what they wrote, and I wouldn't even care what they wrote about me anyway, because half of it's probably true.
She probably signed her name at the end of it.
I mean, I didn't write a lot of it, but I mean, I read a lot of it. I'm just saying, I read a lot of it. I don't think it's true either.
This is why I love to get down.
I read it. What I read is not true. What I wrote was different. I didn't write that.
But to answer your question, I'll only be in Philly for a couple of nights, so it'll have to be my next trip.
That depends on what night is in your couple. But anyway, Van Meadows, yeah. You have a question for Rain.
Yes, Rain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes,
Rain. We need you to finish this line. I love it when. And go ahead and get on down.
I love it when I get my way. What can I say? I'm a Capricorn. But honestly, I really love to put a smile on others' face, especially when it spreads to their eyes, because that's the joy they can't hide. And it doesn't lie. I love the way a plan comes together. When hard work pays off and I get to enjoy the fruits of my labor. I love the way the universe sashays through my life, shifting and aligning with each exaggerated sway of her hips. She got away with it. She keeps me craving the next way, even when it's not my way. She continues to prove to me that she knows better, so I surrender and just let her have her way. I love it when someone hugs me with intention. Y'all average folks can keep your pats on the back, insincere being done with the hug before it begins. I only want it when you hold me close, tight, long. Let tension release, because, baby, I give good hugs. I love it when he pays attention, reading my eyes and my movements. My unspoken responds with care and doesn't dare take me for granted. I love it when he engages me in conversation, peeling back layers, listening more than demanding to be heard because he knows he will have his turn with my full attention. I love it when he sapios my sexual deep stroke to my third eye. I love it when leaves change the way they die, a beautiful death, creating beautiful sights, mimicking life. I love it when my pen can stretch upon a page so I can find a way to get down on the get down with J-Rob and Poetic because, you know, baby, baby, that's poem.
Ooh,
aw, sugar wugga.
You was wrong for that. You was wrong for that. She said, keep your mediocre pets on the back. Girl. Every time I see you. Hold on. Every time I see you, I've got to get me a hug.
I got him for you, man.
That's on everything I love. Oh, I'm sorry, J-Rap. Having a moment.
No. I just want to, before I step to the desk and say anything, I'm just going to wipe off all this spit that you got drooling. To hell, man. You leaving a damn mess.
My bad.
Just bro. Rain, bro. She's family. Stop drooling on the damn desk. Hell.
Just
keep your
hug.
Mediocre pat. Keep
it's...
the mediocre pat on the back to yourself.
Right.
Are lines like that dedicated to anybody or anyone or a group of people in particular?
A lot of people. Listen, the people do that. I train my family because they do it and don't even realize it. Just people in general, when you patting people on the back, it just is like it's saying to them, all right, I'm done. It's like, all right, this is enough. And people don't, that may not be their intention, but that's what it translates to me. Maybe I'm the only one. But if you're going to hug me, hug me. Or don't do it at all.
Don't.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I'm serious.
That's all
about
you're saying.
That's all I'm
well,
saying.
I have to wait until your next trip when you're on tour with Prince. Oh, I mean, when you're on tour with Funkadelic in order to get a hug because I can't see you in Philly. And you know,
yeah,
not that New York is far from Philly. It's only an hour and a half. I'm just saying. But still, I can wait.
I mean, a friend of mine from Jersey. She and I haven't seen each other in like 7 years. So
is that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
What part of Jersey, baby?
So she's coming to Philly, though. She's coming to Philly. I don't know where she's. I have to
again,
look.
They're coming
you
to Philly,
know, you might know her. She's a poet. She might know you. She's a poet. Rochelle Miller.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
Awesome.
I'll keep my jokes. No, she's a dope poet, though, and that's real spit. She's
yeah.
a dope poet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then
so,
I digress. Yeah. I digress. Van Meadows, what say you?
What say me? I say that this piece was exquisite. Exquisite. I love what she did with it. And that opening line. Whoo, that opening line. That opening line. I love it when I get my way. Whew.
The truth, though.
What can I say? I'm a Capricorn. Yeah. Yes, you are.
I knew
yes,
he was
going to
pick up on that.
Yes, you are.
We both picked up on it. He just spoke on it first.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. But it's amazing. Amazing. Just amazing.
Thank you, gentlemen. J-Rap,
you got more commentary.
Appreciate you indulging my few little lines.
Oh, man, listen. That was you can say a lot in a few little lines, and you, by golly, definitely. You should have did that. I said, by golly.
I saw what you did right there, bro.
I'm surprised that J-Rob didn't comment on the deep, long stroke to the third eye. That's I figured J-Rob would say something about that.
I think he's holding on to that one. He's holding on to that one. He already said back channel.
I was actually commenting on the entire piece, you know. And as for the third eye, I was going to – I had something to say regarding the third eye, but I was letting that go because you and Van was having a moment. So I'm going to digress and remind you that I think your poetry is on point, and the fact that I'm upset that I can't get my hug because you're on tour. And, you know, I'm just not one in the major cities that the tour is going to stop. But that's all right. That's all right. I'll catch it back when, you know, I'll catch you in Vegas with New Edition. It's okay. Or maybe along Broadway.
Vegas is only 8 hours.
I mean,
Vegas is only 8 hours.
I mean, I'm going to be
not
there.
Not from New York, it's
presidency.
Not.
I'm trying to be there. I'm already trying to plan my vacation in Vegas. When New Edition opened the residency in Vegas, I'm going to be there. I don't care which night it is.
Oh, I didn't
I'm
know
taking
that
a whole
they were
vacation.
Doing that.
I'm
going to
be
go.
There. What? Man, listen. Creative management company signed all seven.
Yeah, you have to give me the details for that back channel because I know you got people waiting. But,
I will.
You know, I was just joking
I will.
With y'all.
Yes, yes.
I appreciate you. But
oh, no. You can't go yet. Let everybody know about your show. Let everybody know about your show.
Raw with Rain is scheduled to be 2 weeks from Monday, so the Monday after next. Stay tuned because I will be on vacation. Still trying to work that out, so might be traveling. But stay tuned. Raw with Rain. Okay.
All right. Get on over to that. Get down there. Shake your tail,
yes,
feather,
sir.
Baby. Shake your tail, feather. But don't you hug nobody. Don't you hug nobody.
I mean, since my hottie can't dance, I just give him a lap dance.
Oh! I'm sorry.
Okay,
you weren't supposed to hear that.
Okay, Rain.
My bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Rain. Catch her Monday night.
Good night,
Rob with Rain. Good night. Bro.
I guess the cat is out of that bag.
Next, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, the time is now 10:52. You have approximately 8 minutes before you will no longer be able to hear the broadcast streaming live. You must call in 319-527-6300 before 11 o'clock so that you can hear the remainder of the show. Next up, our Canadian poet. She is none other than Lady A. Welcome, Lady A.
Hello. What a great show.
Thank you.
Hello there, Lady A.
And you made me laugh. With
we try.
Writing on the bathroom wall. Oh, you're hilarious.
That's what people write stuff about.
Yeah, they do. They really do, you know.
Oh, it's too funny. It's a scream, really. Great poetry, though, eh?
Oh, my gosh. Poetry
really
has been
good tonight.
Amazing tonight. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting stuffed. I'm getting stuffed, and I'm waiting.
I'm okay. I spent a day in the hospital, but I'm okay now. I got to go back for some more tests and stuff. Something's brewing. I don't know what yet, but it's a little bit scary, you know, because you never know. I had a bout of a rare cancer about 12 years ago, so this is scaring me a little bit. So I'll know more after tomorrow's test. I should know actually tomorrow. He told me he was going to give me the results. So say a few for me. Okay.
Absolutely,
definitely
I got
will.
You. As soon as I, before I go to bed tonight, when I get in my prayer class,
thank
I
you.
Got you.
Thank you,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Now, my brother J-Rob has a question for you.
All right.
Lady A.
Yeah.
Hello, beloved. So, tonight, I need you to finish this line. But before I ask that question, is your piece ready to share, locked and loaded?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. And I'm going to need you to finish. Well, we're going to need you to finish this line.
Okay.
I love it when ... And go on ahead and get on.
All right. I love it when you touch me with your fingertips. When you kiss me with your tender lips, I love it when our bodies touch skin to skin, when our love connects us, our souls twinned. I love it when your letters come like clouds open for the sun, when your words of love are gold spun. I love it when you call my name, into my ear sets me aflame. When you breathe upon my neck, it thrills me, I am tamed. I love it when I miss you, return to me, we are renewed. When you watch me sleep, awaken to your quietude. I love it when you love me, give all of you to me. When I feel that love envelop me, oh, how I love thee. End poem.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. J-Rob, go ahead. Go ahead.
Lady A, someday I'm going to ask you to do this poem again, but I want you to start it the way you finished it and then finish it the way you started. So the same thing should be said in the beginning and the end. This is a very exquisite piece of poetry.
Oh, my goodness.
Very
thank
exquisite.
You so much. Thank you.
I thoroughly enjoyed this. What say you, Van Meadows?
You know, Lady A, the opening line of a poem either draws you in or it just makes you just want to just be there. And the opening line of this poem drew me in and made me want to be there at the same time.
Oh.
And the way that you said it, the way that you said it, oh, my gosh, because there's something about the fingers that could do wondrous things. And then this piece was so romantically sensual that I couldn't help but be drawn in. And J-Rob's right. J-Rob's right. Begin it and end it the way that you started. Listen. This is a beautiful piece. This is a beautiful piece. Tu es très beau.
Oh, merci beaucoup. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Merci beaucoup. Elle est plutôt quoi? Elle, merci beaucoup. French fries and French vanilla and French toast. I say it in French. It sounds fancy that way. Merci beaucoup, French toast. Eh?
Oui, monsieur.
That means you're very funny.
All right, lady, we're going to get you over. We're gonna
thank you guys so much. I was
no,
really
thank
pleased
you.
To hear that.
Thank
that was a wonderful
you.
Comment.
Actually, Mademoiselle, we thank
and
you.
I want you to dance like you've never danced
before.
I
love to dance. I'll dance.
Oui.
Please.
All right, one love, one mic.
Richard, va danser avec moi. Maintenant.
Oui. Mademoiselle.
If you could just say that to me slow air.
Oui.
I love
oui.
it when you...
I would love to.
Oh, that's
nice. Van, get out. This is a moment between us.
My bad.
You saw the Adams family? Every time
yes.
Tish said something in French, he said, Tish, that's French. And started kissing
yes.
her hand.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
All right, Lady A.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. You have made it into the overtime hour. If you're still hearing the sound of my voice, welcome.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is
this is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back to Epiphany Radio. This is the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic J-Rob. You know how you like to always get me with some surprises, bro? You know how you like to do that?
I be trying.
Well, I got one for you. I got one for you. I'm going to open up this mic, and I'm going to let her introduce herself to you like she always does.
Go on.
Hi. This is Passionate the Poet. Hello, my chocolate Libra.
Well, hello to you, Mademoiselle. I just would like to tell you, if I was the cartoon character Jerry Mouse, I'd tell you I'd love you and Lindsay Selagier. You're most beautiful, and I thank you for coming to the Get Down. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. Hey, best friend.
Hey, best friend. How you doing, darling?
I'm good. I got to escape out of the post office for a hot minute.
And we're glad that you were able to escape, definitely. But J-Rap, this current accent that you're doing. Have you seen Transformers: The Dark Knight? Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
Oh, so you sound like the little ninja looking butler type dude, the robot.
Oh, I did it on purpose. Hot Rod. I can't get away from the accent. I'm Hot Rod.
My man. Passionate, it is so good to have you here tonight. I'm going to let, actually, is it my turn, Jay, or is it your turn?
It is your turn, but she will be talking to me.
That's all right.
I'm just saying.
It's okay. Passionate, I know your piece is locked and loaded, but we need you to finish this thought. I love it when. Go ahead and get down.
Well, a lot of people have said a lot of romantic and sensual stuff, and, you know, as an Aries, I got to shake shit up because that's what we do.
Yep.
This piece is called Truth Be Told. I love it when I'm underestimated. Your thoughts, destiny overturned by words manifested, it's faded. I am unmatched, undefeated, unweathered, and unbothered. You try to distract my eyes, which are cocoa skin, full lips, and engorged platelets. I'm a members only group, so don't tag me in your bullshit. I love it when they take my kindness for weakness. I'm a single black mother, so I doubt I'm a weak bitch. You rally up for the chase, but yet you kick and scream when you can't get your way. Life is not a movie. I'm not the screen to project your insecurities and traumas that you emotionally inflict. That was your last time, I hope you know. Consider yourself now friend-zoned. I love it when he used to communicate first. Head rush, bosom blushed. He tickled my fantasy with rose buds flushed. Fingertips and kisses, vulnerabilities and secrets. I have to say, you had me quite open. I'm thinking forever with you, but in Nas' words, I'm just your close friend. I love it when you make promises you don't keep and expect me to be your ride or die, private dancer on the nights you decide to creep. I love it when you love to love me when it's convenient for you. If you could hear crickets through the phone for the few times that I've ever needed you. You had the right tools to produce the necessary fuels that worked in your favor. My heart on the chopping block, catering to your flavors. You never had to wish because I came bearing gifts, needs, wants, and desires. Crossed out everything on your motherfucking list. I love it when you thought you had it in a bag, calling me like an old flame. You're not a pimp, my friend. I'm up on all the game. I ain't gonna lie, though. I love for you, too. I love it when you grab my fruits, causing them to juice. My nectar mixed by you. An orgasmic circumstance definitely bound to ensue. You're such the tease, the flirt. But I was the realest one in your life, and you still don't know your worth. Ain't no love lost. This is the season for lessons. And in turn, lessons are blessings. I love it when you repeatedly boast it. And now here you come. I'm always the girl on fire. You always be the man on the run. Ain't no fun when you're facing the barrel of an emotional gun and my mind's on the trigger. Like you got away with heartbreak murder, never serving a sentence. Karma said, my man, how you fit here? I guess I'll see you next lifetime. If you don't live, you won't grow. If you never learn, you'll never know. If you fuck with me, truth be told, in peace.
Jay Rob, the wise son.
Fuck around if you want to. Fuck around if you want to. This is some DMX poetry right here. When DMX screams, it is not a gay. I love this piece. Absolutely. And I feel so special that you brought this to the Get Down tonight. Love it. Ooh, she was like, nah, don't fuck with me over here. You can't swim in this kind of water, baby.
Right.
I love it.
Right.
See, like I'm too deep for you. And we don't have flotation devices over here.
No.
Van Meadows, what say you?
Yo.
Better call the coach.
So you know how 50 Cent got that song 21 Questions, right?
Yes.
All right. She just flipped it. She calls it Question 21. I love it when. And she just spitting hot venom. Because, baby girl, I love it when they underestimate you, too. You write like this. My God. This was a beautiful piece, and welcome back to the Get Down.
I was supposed to write an erotic piece, but my soul was like, nah, you got to get this shit out.
Same.
Listen.
Same.
I'm just saying. I don't care how sexy, sensuous, this fucking piece right here is thebomb.com.
Mm-hmm.
No two ways about it.
For sure.
I appreciate that.
It is great hearing from you. I know you got a lot going on. How's my nephew doing?
Your nephew is good. He's in fifth grade. First quarter grades are coming out, I want to say, the week before Christmas. And my baby got straight A's. I'm so happy.
Congratulations.
Excellent. I likes that. And how were the two of you health-wise?
Oh, we good.
Excellent.
Good.
Then I'm good then. Just want to make sure because, you know, you're coming to the Get Down, we got to ask all the questions because your schedule is so busy. We may not get a chance to ask all the questions that we want. So I want to make sure you're good. I want to make sure nephew is good. And your poetry is outstanding as always. Van Meadows, what do you say?
I already said my piece. I'm just happy she's here. I'm happy that she came and she did this piece. You know, because, we miss Pastor the Poet on the airways. I know how demanding life is. But we still here for you, baby. We still here for you.
Thank you.
Now,
yeah, what he said.
I hope you got a few minutes to get on that dance floor and give him just a few moves.
Oh, yeah.
All right, excellent.
Nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the dance floor, Passionate the Poet, One Love, One Mic.
One love, one mic, baby.
One love and one mic, baby.
And it was so good to hear her on the mic. My God.
Trying to tell you, bro.
Well, are we ready? Are we ready for this next artist? Are we ready?
I am. Who might we have?
She's the last poet of the evening. It is not a knight, not a bishop. It is a sir. Sir Lawrence is in the house. What's good with you, sir?
All right. Gentlemen.
Sir Lawrence, what's up, baby?
Hey, man, it's good enough to count, I'm going to tell you.
Van, whenever Sir Lawrence walks into to the get-down, I'm expecting him not to just to greet us properly. I'm expecting him to be like, Van Meadows, J-Rob, all right.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you,
what's
though.
What's good with you, sir?
I'm going to tell you, though, he ain't average, though. Cause I see him coming in that Huggy Bear outfit with them fish tank shoes on, baby.
doing the pimp walk, baby.
And he got the cane.
And got the pinky in the air. Got the pinky in the air. He's like,
yes.
Van Meadows and J-Rod the Wise Son. Hey, baby.
Look, coming into the get down saying, hey. Where my hoes at?
Where's my poetry bitches?
That's my hoes.
Where they at? You a cold man, baby.
It's good to hear you, Sir Lawrence, my brother.
Yeah, I'm glad I can make the platform lately. Yeah, for sure.
We're glad you can, bro.
We really appreciate you taking time out to do this because I know your schedule is busy, bro. So thank you for this. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, trying to get it too, man. I hate it the times that I miss it, but you know, like you say, things get in the way, but it's all good.
We're still here, man. You know, we here for you to have a place to come back to. So
already, man. So yeah, now I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Feeling the love too.
More than welcome,
come on,
bro.
That's what we do. And again, welcome
Absolutely.
Back to the get down, brother. Welcome back
sure.
to the get down.
Sure.
Van Meadows, would you like to introduce the question to the brother?
It's your turn, bro.
Excellent, Sir Lawrence.
Yeah,
my good brother, Sir Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna need. Is your piece currently ready to share, locked and loaded?
Actually, it is. I went in the archive.
Then, good brother, finish this line. I love it when ... And we would like you to go on ahead and get on down.
I love it when she agreed it wasn't a rainy day, but a lover's symphony when I asked her to play. After all, what else was there to do? As the droplets came down, performing their effortless rhythm of a curtain dance, swaying back and forth, perceptively moving in and out of each other as I counted each in turn, while mimicking their movements, almost in a trance-like state. I zeroed in on a single droplet and its descension, while two forces moving in unison as time paused, where I could almost see the tear shape of the droplet just before it exploded against her lips. Then we kissed again and again. She looked up at me. We laughed. I love it, enjoying this wonderful way to spend a day. Raindrops. Sir Lawrence.
I dig this piece a lot. I like this.
Thank you.
I often get visuals when cats are doing their pieces, and this is one of those times when you just happen to be somewhere in the hood and it's nice and quiet, and you're just letting this piece go. And the camera's focused on you, even when you walk away from the camera, it's still focused on where you just was, so people can digest the piece you just let go of. I love that, man. I love that piece. Van Meadows.
Sir Lawrence, I don't know where your head was when you said we're going to be sitting out in the rain counting raindrops. I don't know. But, brother, that was some romantic stuff right there.
Because
you know how much y'all can say in between counting raindrops?
Already.
Man, this piece was exquisite, bro. Exquisite. Dynamic ink, bro. My God.
You know what's really interesting? And you know how you and her, you know, y'all be talking, and then it's like, they'll say something like, you know, I've always wanted to make love in the rain.
Mm.
And that's what inspired this piece.
Mm. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I want to go outside.
I'm out.
I know it may sound crazy.
But to the untrained ear, it may sound crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a rainy day instead of it's a lover's symphony being played.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. That's
yes,
the line.
Yes, sir.
It's a lover's thing, not instead of a lover's symphony. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a rainy day. It's a lover's symphony being played.
Indeed.
Come on now.
Indeed, bro.
Indeed.
Man. That's what's up. All right, Sir Lawrence, we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. Man. So you can go over there and show them what them cat daddy moves look like. Oh, cat daddy.
look with my cowboy boots with the rider's heel. I mean.
Oh yeah.
I ain't gonna do
oh,
it.
Yeah.
So.
That's what's up, bro. That is what's up, ladies and gentlemen. On his way to the dance floor is our good brother, Sir Lawrence. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
One love and one mic, brother.
One love, one mic. Bro.
Mm. I'm sad
to see this show end, bro. I'm sad to see this show end.
I'm sad that there's no more people out there.
I know, man.
Mm.
I know.
Well, there are. People are listening, and that's a good thing. But
that's
I'm sad there's
thing.
No more poets, man.
That's a great thing, man. Not a great thing that there's no more poets, but that they're listening. But let me give the Epiphany lineup for this week and into next week. Join us tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is going to be Romantic Sensual Saturday. You know what it is. Those romantic sensual pieces with your host Van Meadows, and hopefully being able to join me will be Stan the Man Phillips. Then Sunday nights, the Inspiration Factory with your host Divine Inspiration, aka Paul Sampson, and yours truly Poetic. Monday night will be the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, aka For Real the Poet Douglas, Essentially Zionese, running that event page, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly Poetic. Tuesday night is going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. You don't want to miss it. Wednesday night, The Love Zone with VIP and La Pearl, La Negra, the sexy divas of Epiphany. And then we'll be right back here next Thursday for another edition of The Get Down. And, man, do we have a show lined up with host J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. When I tell you, we got a show for y'all next week. We definitely got a show for y'all next week. You ain't going to want to miss it.
Mm.
So we're going to start with last words, closing remarks. Always, my brother, J-Rob.
Van Meadows, we did it again. And we did it again because these poets came out and showed out and showed off and showed us what real good poetry sounds like in its various forms to whatever theme that we came up with. And tonight was no exception. And while we may joke around to make this show lively, we're definitely serious about the fact that this was a great, great, great show. Ladies and gentlemen, you should be proud. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed. Everyone, thank you so much. Van Meadows, you know how much I love you, boy. I salute you. I salute your pen. I'm humbled to call you family, and I'm honored to be your brother. And we wouldn't have it any other way except for how we do it on Thursday nights, man. Great show. Last words, Van Meadows.
Thank you, good brother. J-Rob, the wise son, my good brother. I feel the same as you feel about me, man. And there's nothing and nobody on the face of God's green earth can change it, ever. So I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you being the co-pilot to this bat ship, this bat plane, this ride that we on Epiphany Radio called the Get Down. We definitely did it again, bro. But we didn't do it again because of you and I. We did it again because of the dynamic poets that came out and bared their soul to the theme, I Love It When. And we absolutely appreciate you. Epiphany Radio appreciates you. Because we never want to take for granted that your time is valuable, because it is. And you spend 2+ hours with us sharing and bearing your soul through your ink. So we love you. We appreciate you for it. We thank you. To the listeners, I hope that you've gotten some great poetry tonight that you enjoy, that will keep bringing you back week after week if it's just to listen. So, remember always, take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.
Peace.